Today, we have a truly unique and endearing creature to discuss, the capybara. Capybaras are often called the world's largest rodents, but there's so much more to these gentle giants that meets the eye. Today, we'll explore their fascinating biology, behavior, and their incredible role in the ecosystems they inhabit. To start things off, let's talk about what the capybaras look like. Imagine a guinea pig on steroids. Capybaras are massive rodents native to South America, particularly in wetlands, grasslands, and forests of countries like Brazil, Venezuela, and Colombia. They can weigh anywhere from 30 to 70 kilograms and can grow up to 60 centimeters tall. Their appearance is quite distinctive with a barrel-shaped body, short legs, and a blunt snout. But they definitely look nothing like a pig. Perhaps one of their most iconic features is their unique dental structure. They have sharp teeth that grow continuously, like other rodents, but they also have large chisel-like front teeth that never stop growing. A capybara's teeth are like a pencil that never runs out of lead, ensuring they always have the right tools for the construction projects. Speaking of the teeth, capybaras are herbivores, primarily grazing on grasses such as aquatic plants. Their constant munching has a profound impact on the environment, helping you keep the vegetation in check. Although these days, thanks to deforestation and global warming, you'd think it's more of a case of the more plants, the better. Capybaras are ecosystem engineers, affecting landscapes by helping maintain wetlands in various ways. These big herbivores feast on water plants and make sure things don't get too over. They're also like trailblazers, creating clear paths for other critters by trampling through thick stuff. Plus, their love for mud baths help make little water holes that frogs and bugs enjoy. And as they move around, they kind of shake things up, letting sunshine in and helping different plants thrive. Oh, and their poop is like natural fertilizer, giving a boost to all sorts of critters in the wetland neighborhood. So capybaras are basically the MVPs of these ecosystems. Now, let's delve into the social lives. Capybaras are known for their incredibly social behavior. They live in groups called herds, that can range from a few individuals to over 100 members. These groups serve as protection against predators and allow them to maintain their social bonds. Their social structure is quite interesting too. Capybaras are very cooperative and often engage in mutual grooming, which helps strengthen their social bonds. They're also known to babysit each other's young, which shows just how much they trust in the other members. Speaking of the young, capybaras' babies, or pups, are incredibly cute. When they're born, they are fully covered in fur and can swim without hours of breath. While capybaras save a few natural predators due to their large size, they do face some threats from jaguars, caimans, and humans, who sometimes hunt them down for meat and hide. Unfortunately, conservation efforts are here in place to protect these charming creatures and their habitats. Many countries have established protected areas and reservoirs. Capybaras can live undisturbed. These designated areas are crucial for preserving their natural habitats. For example, in Brazil, the Pantanal Conservation Area is home to a significant population of capybaras. Let's wrap out our capybara exploration with some fun facts. Did you know that the capybaras are excellent swimmers? They have webbed feet that can stay submerged up to 5 minutes, which help them escape predators. Another interesting fact is that capybaras communicate through a large range of vocalizations, including barks, whistles, and purrs. These vocal cues help them maintain their social bonds and alert the group of potential threats. Here's a fascinating tidbit. Capybaras are not only loved by humans, but a variety of other animals too. They are known for their friendly and social nature. These characteristics extend beyond their own species, as they often form fascinating symbiotic relationships with various other animals in their natural habitats. Capybaras are often seen with various bird species, especially those that feed on parasites and insects that infest the capybara's fur. Oxpeckers and certain types of herons are known to ride on capybaras' backs, pecking at ticks and other parasites, providing and cleaning service for the capybaras. In return, the birds get a steady source of food, and the capybaras benefit from reduced parasitic infestations. As another example, capybaras often share their grazing areas with other herbivores like deer and tapirs. When different animal species team up in mixed grazing groups, they can enjoy a lot of benefits, mainly through having more members that can keep an eye out for potential predators. Additionally, the capybara's constant feeding and moving can help clear some vegetation, making it more accessible for other creatures. And that brings us to the end of the capybara episode. We hope you've enjoyed learning about these wonderful creatures and their role in the world. That was Five of the Hive. I hope you join in the buzz with us next time. See you later.